He sent Terrence McDonald and I out to look for a trimotor Stinson. So we went down to L.A. There was one down there parked in a garage, in a hangar. And we looked. It wasn't too bad. It was kind of ratty, but not too bad. Needs some work on it. The FAA would license it if it had some work done on it. So Terrence stayed there, and I flew on to New York for another one. And by golly, I went over there, and this airplane, the way I looked at it, would belong to the R.J. Reynolds tobacco outfit. And it wasn't a real nice, it was a good airplane, nice, well taken care of and everything, but the engines were out of time, and had four parachute seats in it, beautiful seats, swivel seats, and each seat had a parachute in it. When you get in there, you get into it. You could, real easy, you know. And so I called, I wired Frank, and I told him about it, and he wired back to go ahead and buy it and look for seats. So I got to rooting around, and Casey Jones out of school in New Jersey, Casey Jones School of Aeronautics, and they said there was one over there, trimotor. So I went over, went underneath the tube, you know, under the ocean, and or the Hudson River, and crossed. What a thrill. Went out there, and you come up out of the tunnel, or out of the subway, not a block away was the place I was looking for. And I saw a big sign, Casey Jones School of Aeronautics, up on top. So I went up, talked up there, and talked to those people, and I asked them about buying the seats out of that trimotor upstairs. They had it up on the third floor, and the only reason they used it was for teaching mechanics about raising the landing gear and lowering the landing gear and taking it off, repairing it and putting it back on, making it work, taking engines out and stuff like that. And they didn't need the seats. The seats were busted down because the students there had been climbing aboard the thing and in and out. And I talked to the head guy there, and he said he'd sell them to me for $50 a piece. So I bought them, eight of them.